Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to Activate Yourself with Geeta Sidhu-Rab, where we feature otherwise normal people who, because of events in their life, have turned left and done unusual, inspiring, incredible things, like build a business, become a happiness expert, marry a prince, create an empire, or like your host, set up a health and wellness business, Nosh Detox. Here's your host, Geeta Sidhu-Rab.
Hi, my name is Geeta Sidhu-Rab, and today let me start from somewhere else. Do you ever find that you don't feel confident? Do you ever find that when you set up a business or when you're an entrepreneur, when you have things that aren't set in stone, it really impacts your confidence? And you kind of think this whole, I remember people saying, go with the flow, like, shut up. What do you mean go with the flow? I want to bloody go with the flow. I want to go with the money and knowing what to do and all this stuff. And yet entrepreneurship is literally signing up for flow going. Like knowing that this is what you have to do. So it's a really interesting approach to life. And so today I have a gift for you. I have the amazing Vanessa Raymond, who's coming on to talk to us about confidence, right?
Yes.
You must take a welcome, Vanessa. I'm really happy you're here.
Thank you, Geeta. It's so exciting to be here. I'm really honored to speak here with you and have a nice chat in your audience.
Doesn't it take a lot of confidence to teach people confidence?
Here's the thing. Here's what I always say. Confidence is constantly evolving, right? It's never a constant in our lives. We can feel really confident in one thing, but totally not so much confidence in something else. And I think once we realize the reality of that, it is easier to navigate always. We're not always 100% secure and 100% confident in everything that we do, in everything in our lives. And that's just the reality for everybody. And I think once we realize that, it makes it easier to navigate.
So are you saying that we should be more comfortable with having lower levels of confidence in certain parts of our life?
I'm actually absolutely saying that. You know, nothing that is new. There is no way to feel 100% confident about something that is new. And it's a process. But when you are confident and secure in who you are as a human, and you understand that even on the other side of what we call failure, which I hate that word because I always say they're lessons, they're not failures. We know we're going to be fine on the other side. It's so much easier to actually navigate business, life, relationships with confidence, knowing that we know who we are, we stand in our power, we present ourselves to the world in that image of who we are, and that helps us navigate all the other things that we might not be so confident in, and knowing that as we go through the steps and we grow and learn, eventually we'll be confident in all those other things too.
Okay, so you're saying that if I go through life and I don't feel quite so confident about one thing, but I should firstly remember I'm super confident about other things. And then secondly, remember that if I keep doing stuff, I get better at it, basically, then I feel more confident. Okay, so you're saying just apply logic and methodology. But the problem is this, because you mainly work with entrepreneurs, right?
Yes.
And I love that because when you get entrepreneurs, because I coach women that run big businesses, but basically they're entrepreneurs. That when you work with entrepreneurs and make them feel confident, they always make more money, which is beautiful.
Yes, because I always say to my clients, my friends, my customers, that how can you have your prospects or clients be confident in you if you are not confident in you? So once you step into that power, it is so much easier for others to put their confidence in you. And that, therefore, that's what generates the revenue and brings the money, right? Because we're all about relationships, connections, and turning those into prospects, clients, and then money.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think we don't, one of the things I've noticed in the work that I do, which is sounds very similar to the approach that you have as well, is that when you get people to feel good about themselves, the things that they do get better. What I don't know is, why isn't that just obvious to everyone? Like, isn't that the most obvious thing in the world?
But I think what happens, Geeta, is that intellectually we might know that. We don't always know how to embody it and how to step into those shoes. We all have that little voice in the back of our head. You know, we talk about imposter syndrome and we talk about having limiting beliefs and all the things that essentially diminishes our confidence in ourselves or our ability to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So my approach is really about starting with self, because I believe it starts with self and it bleeds into everything else that we do in life. And my approach is a little unorthodox because I'm from a very physical background. I was a dancer my whole life. I was a performer. You know, I was on stage majority of my life. And so my approach is from the outside in. I do all the mindset work. I do all the stuff, but I actually start with my clients with the way they carry themselves, their posture, their body language, the facial expressions, because the science behind it says, and I didn't find this out till later, this was intuitive for me as a performer and as a fitness professional, a Pilates instructor, yoga instructor, that when you carry yourself differently, the brain creates these endorphins, the dopamine, and all those hormones that gives us that feeling of joy, more confidence, and all the things. So that's part of the approach is, what is your vision of yourself? How would you like others to see you? And are you actually carrying yourself physically in a way that represents that? Because that's also going to affect how other people perceive you and their feedback to you. In other words, from a physical perspective, you also have a lot of control over your mental, emotional, if you understand how all that works together.
So how do you do this if you have clients online? Like, how do you know when you're coaching somebody online, whether or not they're holding themselves well or not?
Well, we're typically on screen, just like you and I are here, and mm-hmm. I will get them out of their seats. I'll have them standing up or sitting down, and we actually do the physical work. So, you know, it's not like I'm going to be putting you through a workout or anything. It's not like that. But we talk about body alignment. We talk about breath. We talk about when you breathe fully, what it does to your body. You know, we talk about when you smile, what it does to your brain. We also yep. talk about how people perceive you, right? I'm here on Zoom with you. I could be sitting talking to you like this.
Right? It's true. Like I was stretching out my back and I sat back and I had to immediately sit forward because you can't have a conversation.
Right. So right? The presence and energy is very different when we are here sitting upright and tall. I actually... This quote, I love telling this story because it was so cute. You know, yeah. I had an entrepreneur that I worked with. She went through my show up program. And in there, I talk about posture and body language and how you present yourself. And she did the class. And a week later, she calls me up. She's like, Vanessa, I got 3 new clients this week. And I think it's because I was sitting up straight.
Yeah, because there is a place, I think, that you want people to reflect your energy. And that when they sit there and you're like this and they're like, right,
right.
You're like, why am I here? Why are you here? Why are we doing any of this? There's no, you know, and you could be doing it. Like I'm an introvert, a raging introvert. And I have a very well-trained extrovert part for when I'm working or I'm on stage or whatever. But I know that I'll walk into a party and I'm like, oh, And if one person I know is there with me, my entire body language shifts. But before that, I'd be wondering if I actually smelled, because like, I don't want anyone to come near me. I'm a little like that. And you can see that it's a completely different place. Okay. So we're going to go for a quick break. We'll come back. And then I want to talk about what the benefits are of appearing with confidence, because as you and I both know, appearing with confidence makes your brain think that you do have confidence, right? So let's work on that. So we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we're back. And what is it that the benefits are of having this patina of confidence?
Well, I'll tell you a little story, Geeta, and then I'll go into some more detail. One of the things when I started this journey, because it kind of just fell into my world, I had an experience with a client in the Pilates studio. And after that, I went out and I did all these little case studies for myself to see how this now works and what it affects, right? Well, number one, when, like you said before the break, when you carry yourself in a way that looks confident, you are already training your brain to be more confident, right? Your brain is like, oh my gosh, she is or he is walking, talking, standing like a confident person. I must be confident, right? So you're training your body. But at the same time, too, we cannot deny that we do feed off of the input of others. The comments, the you know, when we get a compliment or that makes you feel good. What we forget sometimes is that we are the initiators of other people's reactions to us.
It does start completely with you.
Right. And therefore, also when I talk to my entrepreneurs about going out and networking or going to an event, I always encourage
them. I'm just going to shoot myself in the head right now.
Right. I always encourage them to initiate, right? It doesn't have to be.
Nissa, that's asking too much. Like what, you go up to people and say hi?
Well, yeah. Or it could just be eye contact or a smile. It does not even have to be. Because that's
I know, but usually you're doing that funny backward smile of, and then you look down.
No, we work on that. We practice that. There's sometimes a little bit of self, I don't want to say rehearsal, but that's really what it is. There's a little bit of rehearsal there. And you have to put yourself in the right state of mind. If you're going to go to an event, you got to decide what you want out of the event. Or if you're going to go to a party or whatever. Are you happy to just sit in the background and not connect with people? Is that how you want to experience the event? That's okay. Right?
Yeah.
That's what you choose. That's okay. We don't always need to be the center of attention. Sometimes that quiet confidence can also be very powerful.
Yeah.
Or do you want to go to this event and make 5 good connections? If you decide you want to make 5 good connections, then you better make sure you have 5, at least 10 conversations, maybe 20. Right? So there's no wrong or right here. All I'm saying is intention is very powerful. One of the principles that I teach is intention. Going into anything with intention helps confidence because we feel more prepared mentally. We know, okay, I am happy at this event to just mix and mingle. Whoever comes and talks to me, I'm good with it. Who doesn't, fine. Or I want to close 5 deals today. How many people do I need to connect with and have conversations to make that a reality for me? Maybe I won't close them today. Maybe we need to continue conversations, but I'm in control of starting those conversations. How am I going to initiate those conversations?
Okay, so we need to talk about this because I'm interested in, I have a friend who is so methodical about her connections. She actually has a grid and she puts people on it that she's met. And then how she thinks they're going to be useful to her.
Okay.
I mean, I would rather shoot myself in the head, just saying, hashtag, please help me, right? Literally. But there is a place where she does this. She's very, very strategic about it. Right. And so when you say good connections, this is the thing that I struggle with. I'm like, I don't know that I want to meet people thinking, what will I get from this?
Correct. Correct.
So how do you define a good connection?
There's always the law of reciprocity, right?
And yeah, I'm a fan of that.
Yes, I am too. And I totally believe in it. And we're not always going into these things with, oh, what can I get out of it?
Mm-hmm.
However, having some sort of goal inspires and motivates you to go and show up in a certain way, if that makes any sense.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're saying, okay, yeah, like I have a kind of a networking group I've been part of for about 7 years. And I go there because it's my one place to hang out with other people that I like right. and have fun with. And they have a lunch about every quarter. And I'm like, I block off that whole day. And I'm like, we're going to have fun. We're not going to not think. We're going to chill the hell out and we're going to be here. And so I always have that intention, but I've never had an intention of going somewhere to think I should get a client.
Right. And that's okay. You've obviously found your people, right? So once you find that.
Yeah, but they're not my client people. So maybe no. That's another approach.
Maybe that is. But those are your people. And maybe your goal there is not to do business. It is to just hang out and chill. But because you are who you are and people love you for who you are and you show up as you in your own power, they yeah. love hanging with you too and you love hanging with them. Now, if business comes out of that, fantastic. If it doesn't, you're okay with that, right? And I feel it's important to never have an attachment to the outcome.
Yeah, I agree.
When there's an attachment to the outcome, there's a feeling of desperation. And when there's a feeling of desperation,
starts to smell bad.
There's that energy around that repels people.
It's like wanting to date so badly that no one wants to go near you. It's what is it? One bus doesn't come and then 12 come at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're talking about entrepreneurs. We're talking about developing confidence for entrepreneurs. And tell me, how did you get there? Why entrepreneurs? Because you were saying you were a dancer. I was actually going to ask you about the outside of entrepreneurs, because when I'm coaching people, I'm really aware how they dress and how they look and how they come across. Yeah. Because that's the first thing that people see about you. And that's kind of how we judge you. So that's my second question. My first one is why entrepreneurs? My second one is about how they look.
Okay. Well, why entrepreneurs? Because about 17 years ago now, I joined this entrepreneurial group because I started my own fitness business when I retired from performing.
Yeah.
And I had no clue how to grow a business, right? I mean, I was like, I wanted to help people. Dancing and fitness and all the things were always part of my life. I'm passionate about it. Let's go. Right. But I had no clue about how to get clients, how to market, how to sell, and let's face it. We all want to help people and get our message out there. But if we're the best kept secret, we can't help the people. So I found this entrepreneurial community called Achieve Systems. I joined. And I morphed into this entrepreneur and business owners because of the guidance and the coaching and the resources. And so I've just been in this world for the last 17 years. And
so you teach that their system.
Yes, 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 I do too. So, you know, I'm COO here at Achieve. We have a lot of resources, revenue stream opportunities.
And you have also a lot of entrepreneurs on your books.
Yes. So, you know, that is just the people that I am around. So I really will coach or work with anybody, but that is who I actively am around and who I actively work with in this community.
Okay. So we want to go for a quick break. And when we come back, I want you to tell me what makes Achieve so good versus any other coaching system, right? So we'll be back in a minute.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
So we're back. What is it about Achieve Systems that makes it so good? And it's not like I'm not looking for an advert on Achieve Systems, but I always wonder about creating systemized coaching. Obviously, you can't afford personalized coaching for everyone in the world, but what do you do when there's a systemized coaching system that teaches you how to grow a business, but everybody's business is a little different or not?
Right. Yes. No, absolutely. Well, number one, what makes Achieve different? I always say we have so much that it's not, everything isn't for everybody, but we have something for everybody.
Right. Right.
This company has been around for a very, very long time, since the late 90s. Through the years, our CEO and founder has built and grown and developed system upon system upon system. And when I joined, I was highly skeptical. Well, number one, I had no idea how to run a business, and I didn't even really know what was good and what wasn't good. But what struck me was the heart-centered approach of this organization, right?
Oh, that's lovely. If you can love where you work, I think that's worth a lot.
Right. Our CEO and founder, he created this, and you just mentioned it actually for me. He created this because he recognized that the entrepreneurs and business owners that actually need the help does not have the financial resources to hire that one-on-one $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 coach to help them grow their business. So he wanted to create, this is a membership program. It's very affordable. There's a monthly fee that anybody can afford, and they get ongoing support and accountability, right? It's not like a course that you take and then you're on your own. Let's run. And now we got to go figure it out further, right? This is ongoing support. Because as entrepreneurs, let's face it, Geeta, how many changes have you been through as an entrepreneur? We all
64 million, and that was yesterday.
Right. And so when I started here, I started my fitness business. I have gone from developing a very successful kettlebell certification company here with Achieve to selling that, to going more into self-development and confidence. And now I'm actually more of a marketing and sales, you know, I'm moving more into that direction, which it all ties in together. But as entrepreneurs, we're always evolving and we're reinventing. And so having ongoing support is invaluable.
So what are the top, say, three tips we can give entrepreneurs to have confidence? Because the thing is with entrepreneurship, today I'm making £20,000. Tomorrow I've lost £4,000 and I want to slip my wrists, right? They have those funny tropes of images of graphs with entrepreneurs where it's, oh, it's a good day. Oh my God, I'm going to die. Oh my God, it's a good day. Oh my God, it's a terrible day. Oh my God. And that is entrepreneurship 101, like from the beginning, right? So.
All right. Well, honestly, I mean, that is entrepreneurship, but that is also life, right?
Yes, it's very true.
I always say we would love to separate personal life and business, but I really can't because one always affects the other, right? They bleed into each other. Whatever, if something happens in our life, it affects our business and vice versa. Something catastrophic happens in business, it'll affect our life. Mm-hmm. Right. So because we are humans, we're three-dimensional and everything affects everything.
I believe that we really can't separate our personal life and our business fully. Because mm-hmm. if something happens in our personal life, it will affect our daily operations in business and how we feel and how we go about it. And then vice versa. Something catastrophic might happen at work. And then that will affect our personal life because we will go home and we will have the feelings and the energy of whatever it was. And I don't 100% remember what the point there was, but.
In fact, what are the three top tips that you could give me for entrepreneurs to feel more confident?
Okay. Number one is really awareness.
Okay.
Awareness of, well, number one, we're not always 100% confident in everything and nobody is. And that is okay. Mm-hmm. We're always constantly learning and getting better. The first time I was a podcast guest or I did a live on Facebook, it kind of sucked a little too, right? We what we need to remember is that people want to just know the real you. People want to know the real you. They don't want to know a mask of you. Yes, there are ways to conduct ourselves, be appropriate. I'm not going to show up here in my workout clothes and, you know, maybe a hoodie on your podcast because I feel like that's authentically me. No, I always teach my entrepreneurs, remember, again, you're a three-dimensional human being. It doesn't mean that I'm less authentic in my sweats or my pajamas than I am in my cocktail outfit, but there's always a way to be appropriate, right? And that doesn't mean we're not being ourselves.
And also there's a concept of kind of authenticity and resonance, isn't there? If I'm selling hoodies, then if I show up in a hoodie, that works, right?
Right.
Whereas if I'm selling a corporate solution, or then I can sell it to a tech business and that also works. But if I'm selling a corporate solution and I don't even, nowadays we don't wear suits. We wear the suits, but maybe not the ties as much, you know? And so it's like, what does it look like? Or if you're going somewhere really traditional, you dress in, you know, like how you bring up your children, my children, because we move between Asia and African and Western hemispheres. They know what to pack depending on which environment we're going to go into and how they have
right.
to look. So you're saying that, okay.
Yes, I'm saying also, and something that I sometimes bring up in my some of my programs is authenticity has become like a buzzword, right? It's like about being authentic and that thing. But I've also noticed that in some cases, some people use authenticity as an excuse not to make an effort, right? Yeah, and I mean, that's a huge generalization. And by no means do I say everybody does that. But when we use the word authentic, I think authenticity is so important because in this world, there's so much fakeness, because on social media, we can represent ourselves as anything that we want. I think in the end, it's just about being appropriate, remembering proper conduct, being kind, being respectful, but still being ourselves.
Yeah, but Vanessa, what's interesting is that when you're dressed the right way in a place, you also feel more confident. Like when you've ever overdressed to go somewhere or underdressed to go somewhere, and you can feel really uncomfortable. And also
right.
there's a place where it isn't your social mores that count. It is that of the place that you're going to. So if you're going mm-hmm. to a place and they tend to eat with your hands and you insist on a knife and a fork, you're going to be the only person. If you go somewhere where they eat in a knife and fork and you're going to insist on eating with your hands, you're also, you know, so it's about also fitting into your environment.
Right.
And you only do that if you know you want something from the environment. If you don't want something,
then that's okay too. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think my point was awareness, just being aware of your surroundings and aware of where you're going. And that brings me to intention, really being able to feel prepared. When we feel prepared for something, we immediately feel more confidence, right?
Yeah.
If we're unprepared, that stress kicks in immediately. So awareness, intention, have intention around specific things that you are doing in your business specifically. And I'm not saying that you're always going to be prepared. Sometimes that is when the confidence has to kick in, when we're unprepared and we have to show up and still wing it or whatever it may be, make it work. But what helps instill that confidence in us is knowing that we've done it before. You mentioned that, we had this big deal and then the next day we lose it. Remember that if you could do it once, you can do it again, right? It's repeatable. You've done it. You can do it again.
Okay. That's a good, sorry, let me stop you here. Why do we remember the things we screwed up more than the things we did good at?
It's human nature and it's the way we've been conditioned and wired through, you know, just growing up, society, the things. As kids, we'll just try anything and whatever. And we are so much more positive as little children because we've not had all that negative input yet from others. So as we grow older and we start becoming more self-aware, we start internalizing and personalizing things from outside, from the outer world. And that's another interesting topic because I also always, you know, you'll have people, a lot of people that suffer from imposter syndrome or low self-confidence. It's quite often because of the voices from outside, the things that had been said or that had been projected onto them. And then we tend to go, what's wrong with me? And internalize it as my problem.
Yeah.
Here's the crux though. Normally, 99% of the time, those people who are the critics, the naysayers, the people that bring you down, the problem is really with them, not with you. They are projecting their insecurities, their issues, the things they have to justify to themselves onto you. Once we can step back in situations like that and assess it and go, hey, was that really about me?
But then, it never is. It never is. My father used to always say, you always overestimate how much people are thinking of you instead of themselves, because they're almost never thinking of you. And there are trigger points where you think they said something and you're only thinking of yourself and you think they meant this, not that. Okay, thank you. And it was super helpful to learn about that. And I'm hoping that if people have been listening are coming away with techniques to understand how they can be more confident, particularly as entrepreneurs, because I do think the biggest personal development growth plan in the world is to sign up to be an entrepreneur.
Oh, yes, I would totally agree with that. And like anything in life, Geet, there's always ups and downs. That's just how, and remember that if we didn't have the downs, how could we really get to the ups, right? We have to experience this to be able to create that. And we have to experience a little bit of this to be able to appreciate that. Right. So if everything was just up here, life would be awfully boring. I always see it as an adventure. If we can look at things from that perspective, my mom always said, turn everything into a game, you know, make it fun. It's not always as easy said as done, done as said, right. It's easier said than done. But I think we need to lighten up and enjoy life and business. And with that, then with that, Attitude is the word I was looking for.
I do think that attitude. And I think that that's a problem. I think when we're trying to set up a business or we're trying to achieve a goal, we get so focused on the goal, we forget to have joy on the way. And it's so much about the journey, not necessarily the goal. Because of course, the minute you have the goal, you think of the next one, which is another podcast entirely. So we'll
work on that.
Thank you very much, Vanessa. How do people find you?
They can email me at vanessa@victoryinbiz.com, or they can find me, I love new friends, on Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn. I'm out there, Vanessa Raymond with Achieve Systems. You can find me there. I'd love to see you. And if you need anything, just reach out. And thank you, Geeta. It was such a pleasure. You're such a bright star.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for joining me. I appreciate the time. And my name, as I said, is Geeta Sidhu Rob, and this is Activate Yourself. So I want you to activate your confidence, and I want you to activate your confidence by enjoying more of what you do, which is a really tiny sounding thing, but has the best results in life. Thank you very much, and we'll be with you again soon.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our goal was to give you pause, make you think about your life, and inspire you to say, wow, what if I tried to do that? If they can do it, so can I. Did it work? Let us know by finding us on social media at Geeta Sidhu Rob or at Nosh Detox. We upload new shows every 2 weeks here. And if you start to miss us, check us out on YouTube.